She's so LA. If LA stands for lots of awesomeness, here's Gray Drake with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
So, Gray, before we get to talking about the movie Halloween Kills, are you a haunted house person? Do you like them?
I am, and I do.
Okay. Because the three of us have to... Are we still doing that this weekend?
Yeah. We're going Slaughterhouse?
Yeah.
It's where the killing happens.
I've been very nervous about this since the past week and a half that we've been talking about this. Okay. I'm not excited.
Place your bets on who will scream the most.
I was just thinking to myself that you guys are probably going to have to wear, like, some preventative injury arm slings, because I think that you're going to be grabbing around on each other so much in fear that somebody's going to dislocate a shoulder.
Well,
I'd be offended.
Considering we're at the point in our lives where we hurt ourselves sneezing, I think... This isn't going to go very well.
I'm just going to take a muscle relaxer.
Oh, great. Then we have to pull you through.
That's being slaughtered. I like bacon.
Colleen, that is such a good idea. You're on the right track. Because I went to the Queen Mary, and I reacted wrong to a decongestant that I took with alcohol, and I was just trying to make out with all the ghosts and demanding they buy me churros.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I don't see anything wrong with that. All right, here's the clip from Halloween Kills.
Tonight I'm going to protect you, okay?
Nurse, you know, I appreciate you, but could you get out, please? Like, get out now. We had him. How did he escape?
I don't know.
What do? We don't have the police support.
We fight. We always fight.
Somebody get me a muscle relaxer.
That's what she needed.
Oh, poor Laurie Strode, played by the always phenomenal Jamie Lee Curtis, who I love so very much. You know what? Haddonfield, Illinois is under fire again because Halloween Kills picks up right after the events of the last movie. So for fans of Halloween, there are so many Easter eggs in this film, like even the timing itself, because Halloween 2 picks up right after the very first Halloween movie. So David Gordon Green really knows what he's doing for fans. There's a ton to like there. But the story is exactly what you'd imagine. They keep trying to kill Michael Myers, man, and he just will not die. So this time he's got three generations of Strode women who are furious. Okay, so be careful, Mikey. But he also has a town that he has terrorized for decades, and they are fed up. It makes a lot of sense. And so I feel like when I was watching the movie, I felt really emotionally involved, because I almost felt like I've lived in Haddonfield for this long, and I've dealt with the stories of the boogeyman all that time. So there's a lot of surprises, like I said, a ton of Easter eggs for fans, but be aware that this is the second movie in a series of three, and that is what made me feel the most disappointed, because It's super gory and everything, but it doesn't really have a, quote, ending. And when the credits rolled, I literally yelled, "What?"
Okay. Yeah, okay. Right. I feel this is happening. This has just become a trend over the years in TV finales and movies, is to not give you an ending. So,
Yeah, and it's, you know, clearly they had a vision to make this a trilogy, and I trust these filmmakers and these performers, blah, blah, blah. But I was a little miffed. But, I mean, the ride was still fun. It's still Halloween-y. And, all of the stuff that I spotted, I was like, ooh, cool. But then I yelled, what?
Got it. Gray Drake joins us every week. Talk about the movies, but you can always go check out Gray on YouTube. That's where her channel is. It's called The Gray Area. G-R-A-E is how you spell Gray. And you have a great weekend, Gray. Thank you.
Thanks, Thanks, everybody. I'm going to sit at home and not go to any haunted houses. Thanks. Bye.
That makes one of us.
Yeah, exactly.
Remember, double-check any statements made by Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Is anybody else hearing this?
Okay.
On Star 102.5.